Welcome back to the Jackals pregame show, getting set for Game 2 of the 2011 Can-Am League Championship Series. Our guest today on the pregame show is Jackals outfielder Brian Sabatella. Brian, you came over here in a trade a couple of weeks ago, back on August 23rd. What were your thoughts when they told you you were sent off here? I imagine probably nice to play a little bit closer to home. You're a Long Island native, and also to be able to continue the season after Shreveport was knocked out.
Yeah, that was a pretty hectic time. There were two pending trades with St. Paul and Gary in our league. And it literally came down to like the last half hour of the trade deadline up there, and they ended up having some injuries, so they had to trade for some other players. And then these guys came through, and again, it was kind of last minute and quick. I think it all happened within a day. I played and down there, packed up, and left that night. So it was good to you know, get onto a winning team and into the playoffs.
After spending the past three seasons down in Shreveport, I imagine it's probably usually a little bit difficult to transition into a new team, but that's probably a little bit easier when you're contributing the way you have been.
Yeah, it definitely helped coming in a little bit hot. But, you know, I've been through this before. I've been traded a few times, and especially, you know, getting traded into a different league and stuff like that. Once you do it a couple of times, you kind of start getting used to it and just kind of, you know, do your own game.
You mentioned the different league, the American Association. You guys were down in Shreveport, Louisiana, and the travel in that league a little bit different than it is here in the Can-Am League. I think it's you guys had one team within 500 miles. What was that like? That has to take its toll.
Definitely. I was actually just talking to one of my former teammates on Quebec about that travel, and we had three road trips in a row where we got a blowout on our bus, and 12 hours quickly turned into 18 to 21 with AC blowing out and stuff like that, and that's a problem with the long travels. One thing goes wrong, and it just makes the rest of the trip miserable, and it does take its toll.
You watch you in batting practice, you watch what you do in a game, and it seems like you like to hit the ball the other way. Your power, for the most part, is to right and right center field. Is that a conscious decision to try to stay inside the ball?
Yeah, that's pretty much always been my game plan since I was younger. Even in high school, I remember everybody kind of making fun of me, and they would all shift over to right field during BP and stuff like that. But, you know, me being a big guy, it's sometimes hard to get my, you know, hands extended on that inside pitch. And especially a lot of these pitchers, they have a tendency to throw outside right away to try to get ahead. And, you know, I just attack it, and that's usually the way it works out.
You mentioned you're one of the bigger guys out on the field, but you're still somebody who throughout his career has been between 25 and 35 steals. Does that maybe give you a little element of surprise? They expect you to maybe come out there and hit the ball out of the ballpark, but then when you get on base, you can do a couple of other things with your legs.
Yeah, you know, especially like you said, the first couple times through, I always catch teams by surprise, which is usually why if you look at my batting average, it usually starts off a little bit higher than it finishes. I got a tendency to kind of beat out those infield singles to the left side when, you know, third baseman and shortstops have a tendency to kind of sit back and expect me to kind of loaf down there.
Since you've come over to the Jackals, they've been pretty much had you entrenched in that second spot in the order. Is that somewhere you're comfortable?
Yeah. I hit third this year, so it's really only one spot higher. And the good thing is it kind of lets me do my game. For the last 2 years prior to this year, I was a leadoff hitter. And in a two-hole, it's pretty much just a second leadoff there. You know, get the runners over, and when they're in scoring position, do my job to get them in.
Somebody coming in kind of with a fresh perspective, spending the early part of the season and really the entire season out in the American Association. What did you notice about this team when you came in that maybe I'll let you know this might be a team that would have a chance to get as far as they have?
Right away, I noticed the camaraderie on the team. The guys, everybody, it doesn't matter if it's a pitcher, you know, a bench player, coach for that matter, it doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's together and everybody's always pulling for each other. It's real easy, especially in a competitive season, to kind of wish evil on the guys that are doing better or maybe ahead of you or whatever, and it's not that case. Ever since I got here, you know, the guys have been pulling for me, and it's a real easy team just kind of jump in on.
Having played down in Louisiana the past couple of years, and then before that bouncing around the Mariners minor league system a bit, I imagine your friends and family have had a little bit more of an opportunity to come out now that you're only a couple of hours away rather than a cross-country flight.
Yeah, it was nice. I had a couple years up in the Atlantic League, and they got a quick taste of that then, but I got traded out of there my second year. So, yeah, it's nice. I don't think my parents have missed a home game here, and my best friend got to come out a couple times, and I got some buddies from college that I haven't seen in about 7 years coming out tonight. So it's good because, especially in New Jersey, it's kind of central for where everybody lives at this point.
You mentioned college ball. You played at Quinnipiac University. Not exactly the first Division I program that comes to mind, but a place where obviously you put up some good numbers. You were drafted by the Mariners. What made you decide to play at Quinnipiac? How did you end up there?
Actually, the first time I heard from him, I threw the brochure out. I didn't even know they were D1 at that point. Never even heard of the college. Couldn't even pronounce the name. But our head coach, Dan Gooley, stayed on top of me, and he called constantly. And finally, I got up there for a visit. Once I saw the campus, that was it. It was a good time for me to get up there. He promised me starting spot since the day I got there freshman year, and lived up to his word. And you know, the way it worked out is my freshman class was the big recruiting class. So when we were all juniors, we got to have a pretty good team, and we went down to the regionals in Texas and got kind of smacked around a little bit there.
Well, Brian, thank you for joining us, and good luck tonight in game two.
Thank you very much.
That was Jackals outfielder Brian Sabatella, our guest on the pregame show tonight. Right now we'll step away. When we get back, though, we're set for first pitch between the Jackals and Capitals, game two here at Yogi Berra Stadium.